It's important to understand something about the argument as to whether Ronaldo is a better player than Lionel Messi. Cristiano Ronaldo was very young. I'm not sure what you were doing at 17, but I was not playing for Sporting Lisbon. And if you watch the final of Euro 2004, where the Portuguese lost to Greece in Lisbon, so he's playing in Lisbon again for his national team in a major final against a team they didn't know much about. He's playing alongside Luis Figo, who would have been one of his heroes growing up. And, Figo had been at Barcelona and then Real Madrid. And had won everything. He'd played at a World Cup, he'd played at the Euros. So, to lose that final, means he knew he was going to the World Cup in 2006. And to play England and be the villain for the English exit again cemented him as the player to watch, whether you liked him or not. 2007 came and went. But in 2008, he scored 42 goals and was essentially responsible for Manchester United reaching the Champions League final, overshadowing Wayne Rooney. Now, we all know what happened in 2006. They ran into the French train that made the final. France beat them 3-0. They didn't even want to play the third place game. Scolari described it as hell, torture for them. They were so disappointed getting knocked out against France. And then, knocked out against Zidane, who ran that game just like he did the Brazil game in the previous round. But then, by the time you get to 2008, it's a European Championship again. And 2010, another World Cup. He's now played in two World Cups and two European Championships. He's 21. He's 22 years old. So not only did he start this journey at a young age, like Pelé did, who, by the way, played in 58, 62, 66, and 70. So only played in four World Cups. And this is the point, that this is a talent that the Portuguese recognized, cultivated, brought with them, and now he's scored in five World Cups over 20 years. He's 37 years old. That means he started at 17. Now, in 2006, Messi was on the bench. He's led the Argentina line since 2010. And of course, 2014, they famously made it to the final and lost to a German goal in extra time. But the hard part about Ronaldo's journey is that Portugal have been significant players in World Cups since 2006. And they've been closer than people think to winning it. Ghana scored two goals against them last night. The second one came after they were 3-1 down. Portugal could have been up five at that point. There was definitely an interesting dynamic up front where Portugal weren't lost without him. Well, they weren't lost without him in 2016. They won their European Championship without him on the pitch. But he was there in spirit. And when he came off last night and, you know, they were 3-1 up, great. He'll take it. They'll take it. It's Portugal. They do not start tournaments well. And they always cause a stir by not getting 3 points. And they probably felt the pressure of that. And to have that would have been great for the media, for the story. But Portugal's getting 3 points as a non-story because you expect them to beat most teams in the world. Never mind the lowest ranked and youngest team in the tournament. Ghana are a threat. And I would suggest that they're going to look at last night's performance as the equivalent of playing Brazil. As Serbia will look at their performance because they literally did play Brazil. And not be worried about playing anybody else. I don't think Ghana are going to be scared of playing anybody else. And I think that the fact that Portugal conceded two goals, I think it was they conceded a goal, which you always expect of Portugal. To concede a second, I think they just switched the lights off a little bit. And you can tell that they're missing Pepe at the back. But, I mean, that was to be expected. And lining up 3-5-2 against anybody in the world these days is pretty dangerous. I think that's why England are going to struggle. But, you know, the Portuguese are a little bit more complex with their 3-1-4-2 kind of situation, or 3-1-4-1-1 kind of setup. But, I mean, ultimately, they definitely said to the world, we're in with a chance again. You're going to have to beat us to win this thing. it's a soap opera unfolding. You know, Messi's last World Cup, Ronaldo's last World Cup. You know, he might be there on the coaching staff next time. But to score in five World Cups is a feat only paralleled by appearing in five World Cups. And if you consider the stature that he has for the last 20 years in the game, five Ballon d'Ors, he's won everything except the World Cup. They're not here to come second. It's going to make for an interesting tournament, a powerful tournament.